The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Don't get too crabby, as my podcasts are here to drive you nuts, in a good way. Today's podcast focuses on a crisis of a crustacean, that being the coconut crab. So don't be coconut shy, as we've got a lot to talk about. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The coconut crab is a humongous hermit crab that is found all over the tropical ecosystems of the Indo-Pacific region. Despite what their name suggests, coconut crabs do not inhabit coconuts to use as a shelter, the same way that their cousins do. And that's because no coconut could ever grow to the size of this colossal crustacean, as these guys can grow over 3 feet in size, making them a real pinch to deal with. And these crabs are no fussy eaters, they'll eat anything that they can get their claws on, which includes fruits, coconuts, seeds, small mammals, and even birds. Being nocturnal hunters, this helps them avoid predators that could make crab legs out of them, while also helping them stay cool to avoid boiling over. During the day, you'll find them sheltering within burrows and crevices, waiting for night to strike. And just like knights, coconut crabs have an extremely tough exoskeleton that helps protect them in brutal battles. You could say it's an Armageddon. And these crabs aren't just built to be a brick wall, they're built to be a brick wall with guillotines for hands. The pulverizing pincers that these crabs possess are capable of delivering a bone-crushing snip of around 3,300 newtons, the strongest of any crab. And if that wasn't bad enough, these creatures are quite agile in spite of their bulk. Coconut crabs have been seen climbing palm trees in search of food, specifically coconuts. They do this by using their claws as pickaxes, while their legs act like balancing poles. But, just like Humpty Dumpty, everyone has a great fall sooner or later. But for coconut crabs, they can survive a fall from 15 feet thanks to their sturdy build. Did you know that you can get robbed by a coconut crab? No, I'm not talking rubbish, it's true. Just like barracudas, coconut crabs are attracted to all that glitters, which includes pots and silverware. This ransacking behaviour has gotten so out of hand, or claw, that this appalling arthropod has earned a nefarious nickname, that being the robber crab. Talk about a real penny pincher. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.